Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't think there's really an upset candidate tonight of the four games in the Sweet 16. Like a 3-2, I don't consider an upset.
I would say San Diego State would be a huge upset.
But I don't, like, yes, they would be. But yeah. In terms of like seeing it actually right. Going to happen.
Yeah, like if you're an average sports fan and you're going off truly by seeding, yeah, nothing would shock you from that standpoint. If you know how some of these teams are playing heading in, I don't even think it's close. That if San Diego State pulled off a win, that would be, out of the entire field this Thursday and Friday, that would be the shocker.
Ruin a lot of people's hopes and dreams of cashing in on the Tuesday after the national championship
Yours
game.
Truly.
There is something, though, of that I would pause. I mean, UConn's a juggernaut right now. But Brian Dutcher has more prep time than he did for the national championship game for UConn. And Ladee banging on Klingon will be an interesting matchup inside. Tomorrow is the games where I go, I could see North Carolina State possibly pulling an upset or Duke beating Houston, which considering Houston would be a big, big upset.
CBS would be like, yes.
All right. Matt DeMarinis from Detroit ahead of tomorrow's Nano start between Tennessee and Creighton in the Sweet 16. But first, here is Nebraska ball Mike. Hello.
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 Okay, the only basketball-related thing I've seen in the last 24 hours was Casey's leaving.
His goodbye. He was out of eligibility.
Thing about this team, this whole team this year, we didn't do this with a point guard. We did not have a traditional point guard.
No, that'd be correct.
Very true.
So, like, it's really weird that we keep looking for a point guard. And frankly, I'd rather not get one from Iowa. So if we could get one from anywhere else, that'd be fine. But, like, the fact that we would need them to help us, like, no. Save that.
You have an Iowa point guard who they thought was going to be their point guard on campus already, and Aaron Ulis.
Well, but he didn't play because of the gambling thing. We know that already.
Well, but he could play this upcoming year, depending on whatever his eligibility is.
Are they really going to clear him from this?
Well, if you look at the other cases of Iowa football players and Iowa State football players, he might be in a spot to maybe play.
Interesting.
Yeah, the language was lifetime ban if you bet on the sport, but now we're seeing exceptions being made, especially with certain cooperation to the case, and that we don't know.
Now, the reason I really called today... Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania 40?
No, I don't care.
Oh, hey, Stone Cold may even make an appearance.
She's in Jacksonville. I don't care.
All right.
Why do I need to care about the Chicago Cubs early?
That's a fair question because there's 162 games.
Cody Bellinger's back.
Give me something to focus on.
It's the 40th anniversary of when the Cubs won the division on a Monday night at Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh. And it might happen again this year, but just not at Three Rivers Stadium.
Is this roster going to fight?
I would hope so.
Are they capable?
They're going to fight each other or fight?
Fight. No, you got to remember the division they're playing in as well.
It's a crapshoot every year.
Yeah, compared to where the Braves and the Dodgers and the Phillies are, but they're in their division where the Reds and a much-improved Cardinal team might be their biggest challengers.
Okay.
They win 85 games this year, Mike. I think that's a good shot of winning the division.
I'll take that. Who's the ace now that Stroman's in New York?
Well, the same guy that was the ace last year, Justin Steele, who's starting tonight against the Rangers.
Okay. Oh, crap.
Did you not have him?
Shoot.
What?
That's not good.
What?
What happened?
Okay.
What'd you say?
I'd rather not open there. Good Lord. Didn't they win the World Series last year?
Who, the Rangers?
Yeah.
Were
yes.
they in it?
Yeah, no, they won the World Series.
Yeah, they sure did.
People have forgotten they were.
But we get we get it out of the way early and we don't have to worry about it.
One way to look at it.
Yeah. Rid of those Rangers.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Enjoy opening day.
Okay, you too.
All right.
At least try to.
85 Bears and the 24 Rangers. Yeah.
Oh, hell, the Rangers? No.
It's over.
God, if we lose today, we're done.
Yep.
Change your thing. What, are they playing three?
If only we had 161 more of these things to go.
I am so geeked to watch Wyatt Langford in the majors. What a great pickup by the Rangers in the draft last year. I mean, we saw him play in the College World Series. He is, man, he got a good shot. Him and the, he's got a good shot to be the rookie of the year.
By the way, you guys taking care of my boy, Jan?
He's going to be, he'll be in a rotation. Yeah. We got a young backstop that's coming, though.
I miss Jan. I like the animal.
All right, just have your outfield hit more than 18 home runs, you'll be good.
Did you see Miles Straw start in minor leagues? Awesome. Awesome.
Well, you got a couple of young, good arms. You'll be fine.
That we always do. Yes. Always do.
I got Cleveland over their 76.5
wins. Do you?
Yes.
I got them under. Yeah. I think finally the lack of offense is going to massively hurt them.
By the way, I think the A's will win more games than the Angels. I think the Angels will lose 100 games this year.
Wow. By the way, I have Cleveland finishing fourth.
It's a weird division.
I'm bumping Kansas City up in front of them.
Now remember, Kansas City started 7-22 last year. 19 of their first 32 are against playoff teams. But I think the Royals will be greatly improved. They could have their first pitcher in the All-Star game since Jason Vargas in 17. They haven't had a pitcher start an All-Star game since Saberhagen in 87.
Oh my God.
But
really?
Cole Reagans showed me enough last year after the trade from Texas, and he's the ace and he's starting today. And make a case that either him or the guy he's going against in Lopez for the Twins could win the Cy Young.
Since 87,
yeah, Brett Saberhagen started the All-Star game in 87.
Simpler times.
They haven't had a pitcher. Wow. They haven't had a pitcher since Vargas.
They couldn't get Mark Gubazon?
Bobby Witt Jr. could start in the All-Star game as well this year.
I would think so.
All right, Matt DeMarinis, he's our All-Star coverage from Detroit City. He'll join us next. His thoughts on what he saw in Pittsburgh and what he thinks we'll see tomorrow night when Creighton, Tennessee meet for the first time in a long, long, long time to punch a ticket to the Elite Eight against either Purdue or Gonzaga. He's coming up next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.